The Algoma District School Board is currently in the process of implementing what it refers to as a resource selection checklist for teachers at its schools in an effort to eradicate slurs and offensive content from textbooks used in the classroom. According to a document obtained by Sue Today, educational resources containing the N-word and derogatory terms used to describe race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity and disabilities would be banished by the school board. Reading like a step-by-step checklist, the document implores educators to use text free from derogatory terms used to describe Indigenous people racial, ethnic or religious attributes, attributes related to sex, gender identity, gender expression or sexual orientation, disability-related attributes, are the texts free from the N-word or the S-word? The checklist goes on to ask educators. These terms cause harm. Requests for exemptions to the checklist will be submitted to school principals and handled by the superintendent responsible for equity, human rights and Indigenous education. Here are some additional questions posed by the resource selection checklist. Does this resource incorporate diverse voices, e.g. race, ethnicity, gender, class, age, ability, religion, place, immigration status, LGBTQ2S+, that contributes to greater inclusivity within the body of resources used within the course class? Does this resource accurately reflect lived experiences in terms of setting, characters, speakers, events, language and illustrations? Consider the author's attitudes, beliefs and point of view. Do they promote inclusion and equity? Can the examples of stereotyping and discrimination, including language, visuals, omissions or distorted perspectives, be used by the teacher for anti-discriminatory educational purposes? Consider what ways you might address or tackle these misrepresentations or stereotypes. Does the resource pair well with other texts that students encounter at school, home, in the media and through cultural transmissions? Teachers are also being asked to avoid cultural appropriation and to discuss the use of resources with their students in advance, to give students time to process potential problematic text, and a chance to opt out of using resource material. Sue Today has reached out to Algoma District School Board for clarification and comment.